أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما كان لمؤمن ولا مؤمنة إذا قضى الله ورسوله أمرا أن يكون لهم الخيرة من أمرهم، ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل ضلالا مبينا. In the previous ayats we read of the 10 beautiful qualities which Allah loves in His servants. And the first one was Innal Muslimina wal Muslimat, the man who submit totally to Allah Ta'ala and the woman. Now to explain that, Allah explains one certain instance that had taken place, and this was a test also for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, for the Sahaba, and also it was their tarbiyat and their nurturing that they submit totally to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And also the result of the test, that how they passed it with flying colors. This was that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a cousin, that is his foe's daughter, his father's sister's daughter, Zainab ibn Jahash, and her brother was Abdurrahman ibn Jahash. And on the other side there was a certain person, Zaid. Zaid was an Arab, and he was captured by somebody and he was then treated as a slave. Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, the wife of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bought him as a slave and then presented him as a gift to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam freed him and made him his adopted son. And also at the same time kept him in his house, and he was treated like the son of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Hazrat Zaid came of the age of marriage, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam desired that he marries Hazrat Zainab, his cousin. For that he arranged a marriage, but Hazrat Zainab and her brother Abdurrahman were not happy about this. Because for one, Zaid was at one time a slave. So that blot was on his character that he was a slave at the time. And Hazrat Zainab was of a very high social family. So there wasn't a agreement as far as that was concerned. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thought it to be a good match, and therefore he desired this. On that Allah revealed this ayat, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. اور کام نہیں کسی ایماندار مرد کا اور نہ ایماندار عورت کا جبکہ مقرر کر دے اللہ اور اس کے رسول کوئی کام کہ ان کو رہے اختیار اپنے کام میں. That once Allah or His Rasul has desired something, then a believer, he has got no right that his choice and his desire be something else. So Allah desired that Hazrat Zainab should get married to Hazrat Zaid. So there was no choice left for her or for Hazrat Abdurrahman, her brother, that they have any choice in this matter. So this was one great teaching Allah had brought. Then you can see, yeah, this was just about a marriage advice. That also Allah wished it must be according to whatever Allah's Rasul desires. Then a believer must not have any desire of his own. He must submit totally to that. And they agreed after this, though their heart's desire was not there. But since Allah desired and Allah revealed the ayat, that what my Rasul desires, that must be done. So they agreed to this marriage. But because there wasn't compatibility between the two, continuously they were having fights. Hazrat Zaid used to come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and used to complain that Hazrat Zainab uses a lot of tongue lashing and she speaks quite harshly towards him, and he cannot tolerate it, and he wanted to give her divorce. But just the proper way of advice of the Quran, which till today ulama give, that tolerate, make sabr, carry on. So like that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept on advising him. But finally a stage came that he could not take it anymore, and he desired, and he then decided, and he gave Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha her divorce. On the other hand, Allah had informed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Hazrat Zainab will be getting divorced. And after she is divorced, Allah said, I myself will marry her to you. I will perform that nikah. And the farishtas will be the witnesses, and they will be the wakils for this marriage. This was very hard for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam for various reasons. One was that because Hazrat Zayd was his adopted son, and it was everyone knew and called Zayd ibn Muhammad, the son of Muhammad. And now to marry your daughter-in-law, that was a thing of great fault. Even in those days, even today, it is haram that a person marries his daughter-in-law. But Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha was not his daughter-in-law in that sense, because Zayd was not the son of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah wanted this to be taught to the ummah till the day of Qiyamah, that a adopted son hasn't got the rulings of a real son. And Hazrat Zainab, we used to maintain parda from your own daughter-in-law, your son's wife, there is no parda. But if it is an adopted son, then from that wife, there is parda. So Nabi Allah informed Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam concealed in his heart and did not inform anyone about that. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا. اور جس نے نافرمانی کی اللہ کی اور اس کے رسول کی, سو وہ راہ بھولا صریح چوک کر. And a person who disobeys Allah and his Rasul, he has gone astray, a very open going astray. So Hazrat Abdurrahman and Hazrat Zainab accepted the marriage, but as it did not work, so Allah Ta'ala then revealed further and said, وَإِذْ تَقُولُ لِلَّذِي أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. اور جب تو کہنے لگا اس شخص کو جس پر اللہ نے احسان کیا, وَأَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِ, اور تو نے احسان کیا. And remember that time when you told that person whom Allah had favored very greatly and which you also had favored very greatly, that is Hazrat Zayd, that Allah made him the adopted son of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After being a slave, he became a free man, and he was regarded as Zayd ibn Muhammad. What a great honor Allah had given him. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved him also very much and showed great favors upon him. So when you gave him this advice, am sik alayka zawjak, rehne de apne paas apni joro ko, keep your wife by you, make sabr, she is giving you a lot of tongue lashing, she is giving you a lot of upheavals in your life, but make sabr. A marriage as far as possible must be maintained, whatever ups and downs, difficulties there are, but they must be maintained. This is the advice that was given. Wattaqillah, or dar Allah say, and fear Allah. Don't give talaq. By talaq, the arsh of Allah Ta'ala shakes. So don't do such a thing. وَتُخْفِي فِي نَفْسِكَ مَا اللَّهُ مُبْدِيهِ. اور جو تو چھپاتا تھا اپنے دل میں ایک چیز جس کو اللہ کھولنا چاہتا ہے. And remember also that thing which you were hiding in your heart and which Allah wanted to be made known to the people. That is, Allah informed you that Zayd is going to give talaq to his wife. And after that, we are going to get you married to Zainab. That which you are concealing in your heart, وَتَخْشَ النَّاسِ, or darta tha logo se, and you are fearing people, what the people will say. That any person, by nature, he doesn't like people to talk bad about him. And he tries and conceal anything like that. So this, that the people are going to taunt you and say you have married your own daughter-in-law, you are fearing that. But Allah wanted to break this wrong belief that the son-in-law, that the adopted son is like the real son. And Allah said, I will make it known to the world. Wallahu ahakku an takhsha. Or Allah se ziyada darna chahiye tujhko. And you should fear Allah. Obey the command of Allah Ta'ala. So this was also tarbiyat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That though you don't like this, what would the people say? But I have decreed it and you should accept my order. فَلَمَّا قَضَى زَيْدُ مِنْهَا وَطَرًا. پھر جب زید تمام کر چکا اس عورت سے اپنے غرض. And then when Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu had finished his married life with Hazrat Zainab, and finally he gave her talaq, زَوَّجْنَا كَهَا, ہم نے اس کو تیرے نکاح میں دے دیا. Then we gave her now openly to you in your nikah. لكي لا يكون على المؤمنين حرج في أزواج أدعيائهم إذا قضوا منهن وطرا. تاکہ نہ رہے مسلمانوں پر گناہ نکاح کرنے نہ جوروں اپنے لیے پالکوں کی جب وہ تمام کر لے ان سے اپنی غرض. So that till قیامت that the Muslims will know this rule that your adopted son's wife you can marry. She is not your real daughter-in-law. She can't be regarded as your daughter. And your adopted son's wife you can marry. Allah wanted to this law to be maintained. And then Allah did this that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself marries his adopted adopted son's wife so that this goes out of the minds of the believers till Qiyamah's day that the adopted son's wife is not your real daughter-in-law, she is not like your daughter and you can marry her if that adopted son gives her talaq. وَكَانَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ مَفْعُولًا اور ہے اللہ کا حکم بجا لانا. And Allah's command has to come to pass and it has to be fulfilled. This is the correct tafsir. Some people have made a wrong tafsir here and they said that Hazrat Zainab was very beautiful and that Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once saw her after she married Hazrat Zaid and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to marry her and this he concealed in his heart. This is totally wrong. Logically also, she was the cousin of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As young children, they grew up together. He saw her, he knew his peer, her beauty. And why would he then want to marry her first to Hazrat Zaid and then after that marry her? If she that was the case, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should marry her firstly and not let her first get married to Hazrat Zaid. But people have made this wrong tafsir. The correct tafsir is this, that Allah had married her to him and that news Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept concealed in his heart. So there are great lessons that we as believers, even in our normal matters which are not deeni matters, that is advice of marriage, etc., we should try and follow our elders, our buzurgani deen, what they say. And the results, whatever Allah has decreed, even if we made istikhara, etc., and there are problems, these things do happen in life. Like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave advice to Hazrat Zaid to marry Hazrat Zainab, but that marriage did not work out. So there are other things that are of benefit in there which we don't understand. So we should submit totally to the laws of Allah and the desires of His Rasul and the righteous and the pious people as well. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.